Mass surveillance. Big Brother is watching you. 1984 by George Orwell. You pay for your internet. You pay for your phone. Your paycheck is taxed and much of the proceeds given to the telecom industry, like charity. Then, global intelligentsia use the assets you've paid for to siphon everything you say, write, watch, purchase, hear, and so on. Originally, the internet was sold to us as a tool of communication for markets, families, businesses, industries, and other groups. However, in the end, the internet allowed access to every American's location and other information while not at home. In the process of claiming this was a necessity, backdoors were mandated in all devices. See an article in the New York Times called "The Battle for the Clipper Chip." The thought, with the best of intentions, was that white hat law enforcement would be the only ones with access to the back doors. You could be saved from a bear attack in the woods. You could have more immediate ambulance services should you be involved in a car accident. Terrorist acts could be reported on your behalf by godlike so-called artificial intelligence monitoring all devices all the time. The radio frequency emitters and sensors in devices could be used to scan the human body for tumors and make a referral to an oncologist. In reality, however, criminal cartels seeking sex, slaves, cash, and business ideas came flooding through the back doors, a byproduct of negligent optimism of the domestic business people who ushered this system into our country. Information doesn't exist exactly as a house or a car or guitar exists. Information is a conceptual layer superimposed over the real world. Information is a facsimile of something in the real world. It is a loose representation at best, and often is nothing more than an impression of something in the real world with infinitely more complexity than can be represented in information. A semi-truck in the real world weighs tons. It has thousands of interacting parts that allow it to move very heavy things from one place to another. Information about a semi-truck weighs nothing on its own. That said, the shape and colors of the truck and some knowledge about its purpose stored in a person's neurology does have a weight, however minuscule. So information can be thought of to have a weight, I suppose. Information is meta. It's our conceptual map of the world. It's our intellect, our ideas, our thoughts, dreams, perceptions, models, and biological, neurological configuration. In the case where someone drives a front-end loader for their livelihood, mass surveillance is not such a hindrance to the value of the business. However, for my livelihood, I write, produce, and publish. When someone is watching what I do, like right now, for instance, they're stealing the product of my work. To steal the product of the work of a head operator would require you to ask for their work and then not pay them, or to hold them at gunpoint, forcing them to grade your yard and dig your pool for free or die. Every time someone from the mass surveillance community reads what I'm writing in real time, they are effectively stealing because they're not paying for the product, a grading of the culture through the structure of the ideas represented in these words. Mass surveillance purveyors are no better than common thieves unless and until they pay for copies of every item of my work they have surveilled and stolen. As to the question of artificial intelligence, reading my work in real time without paying, it should be me who decides what and who can benefit from the value of my work. In the book 1984, Orwell describes televisions thusly. Television sets or telescreens in 1984 are two-way data transmission devices. They watch what is inside the room in which they are installed. They also transmit state propaganda to citizens. Somehow, when dissent is detected, an alert is sent to a state party official who can issue a verbal reprimand to the offending target. Mass surveillance is done to increase security, allegedly, claiming they must identify people who might commit crimes using invasive tools that watch everything everybody does. So, At gunpoint, they force manufacturers of all of our electronic devices to install a clipper chip in every electronic device where possible. Law enforcement is given access that they might be able to do their jobs and bust the punks and criminals and so forth. The fallacy is that law enforcement is the only group that has access to these back doors. Set aside the issue that some in law enforcement are corrupt. The tools used to access these back doors are in the hands of every organized criminal network with the money to purchase the tool sets on the black market. See the OPM hack, Edward Snowden disclosures, and Julian Assange disclosures. Once again, for people like me that write as a means to my livelihood, thousands of people get away with stealing units of my work without ever paying for them. In addition, the tools available are capable of truly grotesque outcomes. They can watch children in the shower. They can turn your bedroom into a closed-circuit pornography broadcast. They can determine your comings and goings to covertly stalk and harass you when you leave your home. Overall, it's a fallacy of reasoning to assume that the positive outcomes for law enforcement outweigh the negative externalities created by the creation and installation of anti-constitutional mass surveillance devices, especially for those of us who write and develop intellectual property for a living. I believe we can trust many agents who would use these systems responsibly. Unfortunately, for criminal cartels, mass surveillance is the best possible tool for the job of thievery as well. Criminal organizations will never stop pursuing control of the internet. They'll continue to try to ensure that it's not secure and that it is not constitutional. I read William Cooper's book, Behold a Pale Horse. I believe that of the available materials out there to describe the events of 9/11, this is the most likely. The Patriot Act was likely not a response to 9/11 to combat evil. More likely, 9/11 was designed specifically to bring in the Patriot Act in an attempt to freeze the political sphere in the U.S. to ensure one-party rule until the Republic is no more, and to usher in a global surveillance apparatus. Edward Snowden worked for Booz Allen Hamilton in Hawaii as a consultant to the NSA. He walked out the front door with an SD card hidden on a Rubik's Cube. The information was relating to the unconstitutional operations of global surveillance networks. It's up for interpretation, given we still may technically be engaged in World War II against a slippery fascist regime. Snowden is presently in Russia, hiding from the U.S. government. Make of it what you will, but it appears that Snowden and Russia were tattletales to the U.S. people about the malfeasance of the U.S. government intelligentsia and their partners. As U.S. veterans go homeless, as the Small Business Administration is doling out pittances for new U.S. small businesses, as bridges crumble and the American way of life seems to be coming to an end, global intelligentsia are spending trillions to ensure they have access to unsanctioned images from your bedroom, your shower, and everywhere else, American or not. We are clearly at a precipice, and while the technology has changed, the circumstances seem eerily similar to the time prior to the U.S. Revolutionary War. Without disclosures like Edward Snowden's, we would not see the ledge we're being pushed over. In a scenario reminiscent of the ascent of the Nazi regime in Germany, we have a burgeoning intelligentsia class in the U.S. who believes their work is noble. It's simple, really. Just hook up to the social media feeds of a few thousand people, then pump content to demonize an enemy, dissident, or detractor. Next, make training of violence available to the recruit. Then, pay them and turn them loose on targets. They don't necessarily shoot bullets from an Xbox-controlled drone. They stalk, annoy, and harass. At this point, it begs the question of the morality of surveillance used in this fashion. To program unwitting soldiers to participate in a largely quiet war. Is it noble work, despite not building shelter, making clothing, growing food, or maintaining transportation?